Hi, Terry.
Hi there. I've heard you talk about this before, but it didn't have personal relevance, but now it does. I've got a friend, mid-80s female, with a blocked tear duct, and they're recommending surgery. What can we do to avoid that?
There's only one thing I've seen that has worked sometimes, and besides surgery, that is, of course. And I have to say, I'd be working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in medicine about it. Now, what is that one thing? Well, it seems that iodine, or iodide to be more accurate, and that would be potassium iodide, accumulates in any secretion in the body. That includes saliva, that includes respiratory secretions, that includes secretions at the other end of the body, that includes tears, which are a secretion of the body. And what iodide does is it makes the secretions, among other things, flow better. It, in effect, thins them out. So just for example, there's a problem that happens with our salivary glands, which, as you know, are located kind of at the back of the jaw near the ear, and they drain into the saliva into the mouth. And occasionally people will get a stone, no kidding. It's not a kidney stone because it's not near the kidney. It's called a salivary duct stone. And they'll get that stone in the duct through which the saliva is supposed to go. And so they'll start getting dry mouth because the stone is blocking there. Okay, we have those people go on potassium iodide, usually mixed in a little bit of water. And yes, it does take a while. It takes, depending on the size of the parotid stone, it takes anywhere between 3 and 6 months, but it just gradually erodes it away. And what do you know? Now they've got their saliva again. But you got to be working with the doctor on that, because particularly if a person's in their 80s, and, well, yeah, I got to get back to tear duct blockage here, particularly if a person's in their 80s, potassium iodide, if it's taken in excess for way too long, can interfere with thyroid function. So any doc who knows what they're doing with this will get a thyroid baseline test, and then we'll say, okay, now take a bunch of drops of potassium iodide, because it usually does take a bunch of drops. Put it in water, swallow it down every day, and give it some time, and let's see what happens. And much of the time, it will help to clear those tear ducts. But again, you got to be monitoring that thyroid gland, because it can take as long as it takes a parotid duct stone to clear. But that's the one non-surgical way I know, sir.
Okay, well, she also has AMD, and your intro was spot on, so I'm going to refer her to Tacoma Clinic for both of these issues.
Okay, sir, and I'm pretty sure we can help her with the macular degeneration. I'd be surprised if we can't in somebody who's 80. And the other issue we can help with, too. So thanks for calling for your friend.